Chapter 19. Ephraim. Peno. My associates stare at the Queen's kiss on my glass coffee table. They haven't moved since I set it down. I examine the drooping clock in the painting on the wall, one of my favourite Dalis. Were the original lost or destroyed, even a forgery of La Persistencia de la Memoria is a treasure. This one I stole from a robber baron Silver in the Mass. Time stands as still in the room as in the painting. This is a lark, isn't it? Another one of your games, F. Sira finally says, waving her hands in her animated way. Dano chuckles to himself from his place on the formo fabric couch next to me. He sprawled on it like a drunk cat, leg over the armrest, overcompensating his slickness like we all don't know how insecure he is about being 50 kilos soaking wet. He smothers his spent burner in the coffee cup turned ashtray on his stomach and lights another. The smoke slithers into the air, stained green and purple by the AI lover advertisements that writhe out the window on the building adjacent mine. Sira sneers at him. Is this a joke to you too? Lass, life's a joke, Dana whispers as smoke comes out of his nostrils. Wonderful, it's all a joke. And where the damn punchline? Sira stares at the untouched vodka lemon I poured her, trying to come to grips with the tale of my night with the Duke. I want her to drink it. Shit, drink four of them, woman. She's a damn stress when she's sober, and only mildly tolerable when inebriated. It's the late hours of the evening, dark cycle. A sluggish late summer rain falls on Hyperion, and I'm stuck between a madman with a buzzsaw and a job that will certainly kill me. I feel a sense of resignation. This is the end of the line. What the syndicate asks is impossible. This business is so far past their pay grade, I thought the Duke was joking. We're going to die. But dying pure and quick on a job is better than dying slow at their hands. Now, just have to convince my crew. If I don't, anyone who doesn't play along will have an octopus in their mouth and their body in a gutter by morning. This is your shit, F, Sierra says. They came to you. So fine, you take the contract. I'm not interested. Never wanted to tangle with those psychos. If you're smart, you'll realise you shouldn't get involved in this shit either. This is big, too big. You are not out, Volga says without any malice. Ephraim needs our help. He helped us. You are in. Slag that. Yeah, I'm with a grass ass for once, drawls Dano, burner dangling from the corner of his mouth. This is manic. And not in a sexy way. Volga leans forward. Sira involuntarily flinches. Dano, you would be in Whitehall or dead if it weren't for this man. Sira, where would you be if Ephraim did not pay your debt to that data shark? I would still be on Earth, loading boxes and collecting loans from sad men so I could eat. I watch her with an unfamiliar warmth going through me. I hurt her outside the bar, but still she has nothing but love for me. Why? We will help him because he helped us. Dano claps his hands. Bloody damn fine speech. Cut the yapping, you mutant. Sira sneers at Volga. No one owes anyone anything here. They know who you are, Sira. They know who we all are, I say into my perno. It's a drink from the days back when I used to care, emerald green with the taste of licorice. Trig loved them. I knock back a pair while waiting for my team to arrive, watching the news recycled clips from the Reaper's dismantlement at the hands of the Vox Populi. Lionheart couldn't do anything to stop it. Made me feel warm and fuzzy, seeing the King and Queen get caught with their pants down. They want my team. It wasn't a request. What if we refuse it? we refuse the Queen's kiss, we're dead, I say. Sira has a burst of inspiration. We can leave town, set up Farside in Endymion. There's plenty of work there. I'm not going to Endymion, I say sharply. F, no, actually, it's a grand idea. Their Endymion outfit will be waiting to welcome us to the city, show us the sights, the Crescent Orb, the Tridian Palazzo, the E4 Spires. I put a finger gun to my head and pull the trigger. Then they kill us. We can go off-planet. I sigh. The Duke of Legs has men in the docks. They'll kill us in transit. Then we don't fly commercial. We charter a ship far side, out of Eridan, interplanetary. I can wipe the transit records, or get us documents for Earth or Mars. Zira, you might have enough money to charter a ship, but to buy vintage Solar Republic passports with hologram veracity and magnetic coding on this timetable? I ask, knowing how dearly she fancies her sparkly new condo in the Sordo district. One of the new Radashi glass buildings, gaudy shit. After the down payment on your haunt, how much do you have left? It's none of your mortgage has a bigger appetite than Volga, love. And those diamonds you're wearing aren't exactly sale items. From Gustav's? Her face pinches. Don't get tight. I'm not going through your receipts. But new money, all shops the same. She looks embarrassed, but I keep punishing. Because I need her to know there's only one way out. So, after the diamonds, the mortgage, the server farm in your spare room, I'd say you have maybe 50,000 in your account. By her expression, I know it's less. Lady loves to spend. Gods, you don't even pay taxes and you're broke. She's not done trying. We could combine our money. Dano, how much do you have? Me? Dano looks up from his data pad, where he's texting one of his warm bodies. Rooting in the wrong mine, lass. I like flyers and pinks too much to gather collars in the old account. Sin's a hungry slag. What about you, tin man? I'm dry, I say. Tables leech you. Something like that. You're a mess of degenerates, Sira mumbles. I have money, Volga says from the window. Sira wheels on Volga. How much? All of it. All of your share? Sira asks, incredulous. Yes. From all our contracts? Yes. Volga hesitates, embarrassed. Well, I must eat, and I eat much more than you, smaller people, and I like beer, and I pay my landlord each cycle change. He says I am the best tenant. She blushes. And sometimes I go to the Cerebian, you know, the zoo. I like the popcorn and the animals, and the people are also happy, especially the children. But I go in the middle of the day, so tickets are cheaper, she adds quickly at the end to mitigate the gross expenditure. Volga, I feign astonishment. You're out of control, a regular hedonist. I know, she mutters, shaking her head at herself. I know. I'm joking, Volga. You're as parsimonious as a white. Thank you, she says, beaming, then squints. Parsimonious? That is a fine word. That should be more than enough money, Sira chirps. Without much, we can get a real star runner. Maybe even buy a used... I toss the last centimetre of my perno into her lap. What the hell? She sputters. You're a horrible person, I say. That's Volga's money. I kind of slagged up, Sira, Dano says. Because I want to live. I don't mind, Volga says. I will share. I know she's been saving the money from our jobs to buy herself some acreage on Earth, All those dreams of Luna, and now she wants to start a refuge for carved animals that have been discarded by their masters. She told me one night when she was drunk, she wants zebra corps and griffins and all other manner of beasties that will probably eat her in her sleep. She doesn't remember, but I do, and I'll be damned if I let those other two take her peace. Yes, you do mind, Volga, or I mind for you. It doesn't matter if we had 10 million credits to spend. Wherever we go, they'll find us and kill us.
There's another option, Sierra says. We could take it to the Republic Intelligence.
Dano sniffs the air obnoxiously.
Odd, F. A prime spot like this having the smell of rats?
I'm not a rat, Sierra says.
You smell like a rat.
Know what we'd do to rats in Lost City.
You little ruster.
What do you call me? He says, sitting up at the word. I'm not a rat. I just don't want to die an old woman at the bottom of the sea. Deep grave is what'll happen if we try this.
Sierra pushes at her temples with shaking hands.
I lower my voice to Sierra.
Headache?
She nods.
Forgot to bring my stuff.
I've told you a dozen times. You got to lay off the cyberplay. I pull my silver dispenser from my jacket and choose a Zolodon. Earth knockoff, but it should do the trick. She takes the pill greedily and leans back in her chair. She snorts and downs her vodka. I pour another for her.
Better?
No. She rubs her eyes.
Why us? She asks me. What did you do? I know this is because of something you screwed up. Someone you owe.
Not this time. Volga could blow all this open if she says I met with a howler right before getting picked up by the Duke. She saw Holliday's wolf cloak. But the big girl stays quiet.
You're going to do it? Dano asked me.
You want to do it?
I decidedly do not want to do it.
It's the heist of the century, I say with a smile. Look on the shiny side. The Syndicate has never broken its own rules, not once. If we acquire the prize, there's no reason to believe they won't pay us the commission. 80 million credits.
Dano whistles. Volga doesn't react. Sierra looks numb.
And if we survive to spend it, we don't have to steal anything ever again. Buy an island. Buy a star cruiser. You're free. Nothing can touch you. Not even this war.
That sells them.
Sierra leans back to rub her temples and sip her vodka in the shallow, warm waters of the Zolodon High now. She stares at the black rose. No larger than my palm. It feels bigger than the room, pulsating evil.
What's the timeline?
A month. She stares placidly at me and nods, the Zolodon cooling her blood. Dano's more animated. He pauses midway to lighting another burner.
This gets better and better.
A month is not long, Volga says.
We need 4 months to plan this, Dano says.
A year, I know. Apparently, that is non-negotiable. We got a month. Less, actually.
No one interrupts.
We were given 3 specific locations and times when the prize will be in public. We just have to pick the juiciest.
How do we have this information? Volga asks grimly. This will not just affect us. It is important to know.
They've got their tentacles everywhere, I shrug. Your guess is as good as mine.
Question, Sierra. I snap my fingers to bring her attention back from her high.
How long would it take for you to don your black hat and pillage some data from Epirus and Laomount?
The accounting firm? Depends on their firewalls. That's some high-grade software. Why?
Because I need to know who pays whom. We need an inside man.
Bloody hell, Dano says, eyes fixed on his own datapad. The Senate has just issued an arrest warrant for the Reaper.
We look to each other.
sharing the same morbid thought. A game is afoot, and we are pieces on the board. I look out the window to Hyperion and wonder what is about to shake my city. But in the back of my mind, I care more about the collar on my neck and who really holds the leash. I take the holocube that the Duke of Hands gave me and activate it. The pale light washes out the contours of my crew's faces. The three locations glow in the air. I sit back in my chair, knowing they believe deep down we can pull this off. They're young enough to have never failed, to never have been captured. But the chance for success is so small, so absurd, that I know we are gallows bound. Yet it seems a dignity to take that chance, to grasp it for all it's worth, and not fall under the hacking of the blade of a bonesaw, not off the ledge of some thoroughfare, but on the stage, heart pulsing, feet racing, all the variables falling into place one last time. The game is afoot. And finally, I begin to smile.